attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The latest numbers show I-542 is losing by 10%, but supporters are not conceding yet.
Thousands of votes still need to be counted, including here in King County.
This has been really a journey for all of us. In the face of the largest influx of out-of-state corporate special interest cash that has ever come into our state, I mean, we stood strong. We should all be incredibly proud of that.
Well, there it is, the news. Another GMO labeling initiative bites the dust. First one, California. This one, Washington State. It's a bummer, dude, but we have got to persevere. We've got to realize that there are different ways we're going to go to tackle this from this point forward, and I hope everybody's listening, paying attention, learning the lesson. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show live, and guess who's in? A double dose of Ty Bollinger. Outside the box, Wednesday. Ty, are you with me?
I'm here, RSB. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, right, you know, I'm broadcasting live from another city seemingly every day. I don't know where I am, so you got to keep me grounded today. I'm in, where am I? Redmond, Washington.
You're in Redmond, Washington.
And I'm hoping that Bill Gates is not listening because I don't want to dodge his needles or have to, but I will if I have to. And we're at Vitamin Life where I'll be lecturing later this evening, Pacific time, 7 p.m. outside of Seattle, so come on down. And see little old humble homeopath with an attitude, RSB, do his thing. So we're going to have a good time today. But, hey, Ty, I appreciate you sticking around a little extra today, coming in early, because I have no idea, you know, like I said, what's up, what's down, what's east, what's west. I think I'm in, yes, I am in Washington State, just confirming that.
Well, I'm glad to join you for a couple hours today. The 522 up there kind of smells like Prop 37, second verse, same as the first, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though? I mean, this is the thing. You know, John Rappaport has written many articles about this. You know, the idea is, the thing is that people that want to label GMOs or even secretly want to ban them, we're all really kind of nice folks, honestly. We just want to know what's in our food, right? But the guys on the corporate agenda to GMO everybody don't want to know, let us know what's in the food. These are not humans. These are corporations, artificial creations of the state, and they are winning because they got more money than all of the nice people combined.
They do, yeah. As a matter of fact, Mike Adams wrote a great article about that today that he posts on Natural News about that very subject. It really reminded me, the gist of the article, it reminded me of Rocky. You remember Rocky? I think it was Rocky 3, where he was fighting Mr. T. Remember Clubber Lang?
Yeah.
He played Mr. T, played Clubber Lang, and Mick's talking to him, and he goes, "You can't go toe-to-toe with this guy." You know, so they fooled him, and they ended up going southpaw, and they kind of did an end around, and they beat him. That was the gist of Mike's article. You can't go toe-to-toe with these guys as far as spending money to buy votes, because they have deeper pockets than all of us combined. So you've got to do an end around with them. And Mike used that as a chance to kind of do a little teaser for his January 7th, 2014 announcement, which he said is going to rock the health world. And
big time, big time.
A way that we'll be able to do the end around.
We've been talking about this behind the scenes, and it's very exciting what's going to be coming out in January. We'll be making a lot of exclusive first announcements live here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I want to welcome everybody who's joining us today on naturalnewsradio.com, our syndicator GCN. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And Super Don, are you there? You throw out some good audio. There you are.
Super Don.
I am here. I'm just kind of hanging out, you know, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know, just like everybody else. But, you know, it's interesting with this 522, when you start digging down into the numbers and the statistics, you know, the contributions from different people either for or against 522. If you look at the numbers, it's very interesting. The opposition outspent the people in support of 522, $22 million to $7 million. And if you go down the list of the people that were against it, it's not surprising. You know, top of the list, take a wild guess.
Monsanto,
yes. You know, and you've got all the familiar guys here. Monsanto, DuPont, PepsiCo, Dow, Bayer, you know, and all these other companies like Nestle and Coca-Cola, which these are just subsidiaries of the above-mentioned companies. So,
well,
yeah, no,
Super Don, I have to ask of our listening audience, I'm just hoping nobody drinks Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, at least, you know, there, because you're really contributing to the demise of your own, let's say, dreams of clean food available for all of us, all of our kids and grandkids. And that's a big problem, that many of these companies are being funded by, you know, many of us who inadvertently may not be aware that by buying the products from some of these global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, we're funding our own demise.
Well, and the one thing that really is shocking that a lot of people still don't understand is that you look at these companies like PepsiCo, like Coca-Cola, like Nestle. These big corporations are buying out smaller so-called organic companies. And so you find that the things that you're buying on the shelf that you go, hey, I'm going to get this organic that, if you aren't doing your homework, what you're doing is you are buying products that have been co-opted by these big corporations that have slapped the organic label on there just to get your buying dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very good point there. Now, if we look at where this goes from here, we talk about strategizing. I always like to think work smarter, not harder. I mean, it's not that the folks in the GMO, you know, on our side of the equation that want to label or ban them are not willing to work hard. But it's an issue of you can work hard in a way that plays into the hands of the corporate agenda where they own the voting box. And this should hopefully wake folks up to realize that democracy can be bought. You know, your ability to vote is really worthless when you're up against that kind of money and power and willingness to do guerrilla tactics like, let's say, reprogram voting boxes or just buy the vote altogether. So what do you do? Work smarter, not harder. What does that mean when we say guerrilla tactics here? Ty, do you have any ideas of some things we could do for the next round?
Well, when you say guerrilla tactics, you know, work harder, work smarter, not harder. I think of an analogy I've heard before. Hey, you can go up against a car and you can push as hard as you want, but you're not going to budge that car. But you can also pull out your pocket knife and slash the tires, and you can stop the car from moving. So that comes to mind is something that we could apply to this. You got to be smarter. You can't go against these corporations in their sweet spot, which is money, right? Which is putting money into people's pockets or spending money to advertise to get people to vote against something. What you can do, though, because money is the bottom line, right? We always talk about it, follow the money trail. What you can do is if everybody that voted for 522 in Washington would at this point go out and tell somebody about it and then stop buying any product that's manufactured by the people that support it or that were against 522, then you've hit them where it hurts and you can get into their deep pockets if you stop buying anything that is manufactured by those companies that are on the other team.
Right, and I think we also have to go graphic. We got to go, you know, imagery. Ty, you're so good at that, whether it be in the cartoon imagery or taking images and putting some pithy text along with it to show what it means to eat this crap. What will it do to your body? Like the picture of the rats with tumors. You now have to take and outgross the ability of the corporate agenda to buy the slick ads and lies and propaganda PR companies to do their job to say, hey, there's no big deal here, so they can capture the sleeping populace that's still on FDA-approved drugs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a great idea. We need to get some images. Let's brainstorm here and get some images out there, try to get them to go viral on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, so maybe you all listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show today, Ty Bollinger, Super Don, we're going to hear from Chris Wark another update today about the case of Sarah Hershberger, who left the country with her family to survive and not have to be onslaughted with chemotherapy out there. And that's an Amish family who actually even went initially for chemotherapy until they found out that the chemotherapy caused cancer. and then they decided to leave. You know, imagine that, the freest country on planet Earth. You have to leave the country so that you're not assaulted by the pharmaceutical industrial complex in regards to cancer. So you may have an idea. What are we talking about when we say guerrilla tactics for the next go-round? Because clearly the voting booth ain't working when it comes to beating the corporate agenda to keep us in the dark about what's in our food with these genetically modified monstrosities. Give us a call at 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. It is an early version of Outside the Box Wednesday. And Ty, by the way, I was at a health food store this morning somewhere in Seattle, and one of the ladies I was talking to, I was educating her on some stuff, and she says, hey, do you know Ty Bollinger? I got his book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And
oh,
I said,
really? That's
no,
cool.
I have no idea who that Ty character is.
Who is that putz?
Who is that? I said, no, we're going to be on the radio later today. She said, oh, cool, I got to tune in. I'm on my lunch hour, so shout out to you. And I think that was, again, I've just been in so many places, Ty, I don't know where I am, but I'm really happy to be here at Vitamin Life in Redmond, Washington today and previewing the lecture tonight, which we will bring on the health sovereignty, even if Bill Gates doesn't want us to have it.
Man, I wish I could be there to hear you, RSB. Always a pleasure to hear you speak. If those of you that haven't heard Robert speak, you need to get to one of his lectures. He is the man.
Well, we're going to have some fun also in Atlanta this weekend for the Weston Price Foundation. They've invited me to do a talk on gastrointestinal recovery and health sovereignty Friday evening at 7 o'clock. So we've got a lot of stuff happening. It's hard to keep up with it all, quite honestly. So I may have to call on you, Ty. Can you go out here or there or anywhere for me just so I can get some rest?
You bet. You just tell me when and where, and I'll be there, brother.
Now, before we take the break here, and again, I put out the number for everybody. If you've got an idea of what guerrilla tactic means, we're not talking about violence here, but we're talking about literally the violence that's being perpetrated on all of us from Monsanto's and similar biotech companies by putting this food on this planet and destroying our genetic integrity and our heritage, much less our children and grandchildren.
Hey, I got to share something real quick, RSB, or I'm going to lose my train of thought. I was in shopping in Costco today. Went up there to get a few things for the family. I was walking by two ladies that were in scrubs. So they were either doctors or nurses, and they looked like they were buying food for an office party, probably at their doctor's office. You would not believe the crap they were buying. White bread, hot dogs, genetically modified corn, and the list goes on and on. It was nothing but crap. I could not believe it, but at the same time, I guess it didn't surprise me.
All right, well, I was going to have lunch, but now you've spoiled my appetite. Well, let's take a break. Let's take a break. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger's on. Super Don making it sound so good. Tom's on the board. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. What happens when you do not stop at a stop sign? It's no longer just a simple ticket.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Honest Ossifer, I didn't see the stop sign. No, I didn't. No, what are you doing? Hey, get that away. Get that away from me. What's going on? Hey, if you run a stop sign, and where was this? Where did this happen? Where does this story come from?
This would be New Mexico.
This is New Mexico, southern New Mexico, yeah.
If you run a stop sign in southern New Mexico, and if you're even remotely looking like you're constipated, you could be in for something you didn't expect. Let's just say.
Well, this story is really, I honestly thought this was like an Onion story at first because it's so outlandish that I didn't think it was real. But this is a Walmart shopper named David Eckert, left a Walmart in New Mexico, southern New Mexico. He failed to fully stop at a stop sign, and the police stopped him. And because it appeared that he was clenching his buttocks, they...
Well, how do they see this guy? What do you mean it appears that he...
I want to know which officer it was that...
Who was looking?
...noticed that the guy was... Yeah,
right.
Why are you looking at this dude's butt?
Yeah. So apparently the officer says he was clenching his buttocks, so that looks suspicious. They drove him to a hospital to try to get an anal probe. The first hospital said no. The second hospital did not. And so then he basically was sodomized and tortured over the next several hours with several anal probes, a colonoscopy, several enemas. And, I mean, literally, I mean, this is really, what can you do except say, how far has this country gone from the days of Adam 12 when on the side of their cop car was to protect and to serve? You know, what's the new logo to harass and sodomize? I mean, this is absurd. Every single person that's involved in this should be criminally prosecuted. The doctors, the police, the nurses, everybody. Because they basically raped this man.
Unreal. Now, I remember, you remember the opening of the first Men in Black movie? It was like... you had INS, Naturalization Services or whatever, pulling over, and turned out one of them was an alien. And I'm just thinking, if they're playing this up like maybe they suspected this guy was an alien, or maybe the cops were pretending to be aliens, because this is what you hear about when you get abducted, they do this stuff. But now, if the police are partaking of this, are they needing to be licensed as colon hydrotherapists first? Maybe we should check on that issue. Maybe we can bust them down the river for practicing colon hydrotherapy without a license.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you one thing. They need to learn a new profession, because once this guy gets done with them and he hires the right attorney, every single person in this that's involved with this from the law enforcement perspective is going to be without a job. I guarantee you that, and he's going to own that police department.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you, Ty. When I read this thing, I was like, this is not real, is it? And evidently it did happen. But this is the kind of crazy thing. When you talk about road regulations, now I'm not advocating running stop signs, but I'm also not advocating someone who does a California roll, they call it, California stop, that they be victimized in this way, even if they were constipated. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Well, you know, listen, the police chief that was responding to the situation where this officer obviously was guilty of starting the process here, he's quoted as saying, we follow the law in every aspect and follow procedures and protocols we have in place. I find it interesting. I would like to know, where did this Southern New Mexico Police Department write into their protocols that you have to examine whether somebody is clenching their butt cheeks or not in order to get a search warrant and to perform enemas and colonoscopies because you're afraid somebody might be doing something? I mean, do people in Southern New Mexico have to be afraid of what they're doing with their butt cheeks when they get pulled over for running a stop sign?
Apparently they do.
I guess, you know, now new business is butt cheek consulting, and we're going to guide you in a traffic stop how not to look like you're clenching the tushy, right? Okay, this is a new business. Anybody that's really looking for a new line of work in Southern New Mexico. I know unemployment is high there. I just don't know what to make of this. I know that, the whole idea of a police state in many ways here in America is playing itself out in just horrible and grotesque fashion, whether it be on the state level or the federal level when it comes to a lot of these things. The question is, when is it enough? You know, when do the folks say enough is enough? Of course, in Washington State, where I am right now, they used the 10th Amendment to nullify federal marijuana laws or prohibitions because it's completely decriminalized here, so much so that we'll talk again about the pot-bellied pigs, with the pot being something else, a little later in the program. But if we're talking about, let's say, colon health, recovery in a genuine fashion from the abuse of the police in this manner, homeopathic Arnica Montana, definitely going to be something you want to travel with should these police officers pull you over and decide to play a little, I don't know what they call this, butt clenched tango with you. So anyway, that's it. Washington State, here we come. Chris Wark is going to be joining us momentarily. We'll get him on the line with a special update from Sarah Hershberger and her family. He evidently talked to the parents since yesterday, so I'm keenly interested in where that's going. So stick around. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. Ty Bollinger is with me. Super Don's there. Tom's on the board. Feel free to call. Chris Wark, update on Sarah Hershberger coming up after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Live from the Vitamin Life in Redmond, Washington. Come on down and see me. Those are my PAC Northwest listeners. I'll be lecturing for free at their conference center or a little amusement park ride. We'll take you through. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll continue this evening, 7 o'clock, here in Redmond, Washington, at Vitamin Life. We got Ty Bollinger, he's in early today, and we always love having him on, of course, and hosts with me on Outside the Box Wednesdays, just in case, because like I said, I'll hardly know where I am. And we're going to try to get Chris Wark on the line, but until we do, we have to continue, I think, the discussion of the outlandish behavior of our authorities, our authoritarians. There's some good news, and there's some bad news out there. And Ty, go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, you know, RSB, I think the common thread that a lot of these stories have is just the overarching tyrannical hand of government busybodying into people's lives that really does not belong. Much like you were talking yesterday about vaccines. What was the guest name again?
Yeah, Michael Belkin from The Refusers.
Belkin. Yeah, that was great, by the way. Very good interview. And he's definitely on our team. It's great to have somebody that's that articulate to voice those positions on vaccines because he is. Oh, we got Chris.
We got Chris.
Chris Wark on the line.
We're going to come back to this topic. We've got more to do. But, Chris, thanks for being back on board today. I know yesterday you talked with the grandparents, and you were planning on getting through to the parents of Sarah Hershberger with an exclusive update. So, darn it, I appreciate you getting it and being here with us, and Ty and Super Don.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys.
So
tell us what you know. Give us an update.
All right. So, we had David, Michael, and I talked to Andy and Anna Hershberger yesterday. It's about an hour-long conversation, just talking about their situation. And, of course, they're still in hiding. They fled the country because they don't want their daughter to have chemo forced on her. And the court has given medical guardianship of Sarah to this strange woman she's never met. And for this woman to make medical decisions on her behalf, which would be to take chemo. So really what they want more than anything is just to come back home and get back to a normal life. But that can't happen yet because of this pending case. Now, what's interesting is the cost of treatment that Akron Children's Hospital was trying to, was basically recommending for Sarah. Not only did they not disclose that it was carcinogenic, the family had no idea, after the second round of chemotherapy, but this is $130,000 a month treatment. $130,000 a month. And if anyone's listened to the interview with her grandfather that I did on chrisbeatcancer.com, he explained that when they went to the hospital and said, listen, we don't want to do any more chemotherapy. We want to use nutrition and natural therapies, but we do want to monitor her. And we're asking, will you work with us and will you monitor her? And by the way, if we can't get her healed up and well, then we're coming right back. And the hospital said no. They refused to work with them on those terms, which is really infuriating,
wow.
So it's not like these people are just don't want to go to the hospital again, like the media has portrayed them. They're not afraid of the hospital. They're not afraid of doctors or medicine, but they want to try something. They want to try to promote healing in her body and not use any more destructive therapies, if at all possible. And again, the hospital refused to cooperate with them and basically drew a line in the sand. And so, they went out of the country, and the treatments that she's getting now and has gotten, they cost $11,000 for a month of treatment versus $130,000.
So less than 10% of the cost that Akron Hospital would be charging. And, of course, we got to bring up the economic conflicts of interest here, because it isn't that you've got benevolent, kind, loving doctors who are just wanting to save the life of a child. I mean, there's big money at stake for Akron Children's Hospital. So, and of course, the cooperation or collusion, I should say, from the local authorities, including the sheriffs, who should know better and could nullify this kind of action. But they go to the courts, the judges that are completely pharmaceutically driven, bought, and basically hypnotized. So they don't question this. And beside the fact this little girl has gotten better, is getting better, evidence of that. Did you hear anything to the contrary to say, well, this little Sarah was not doing well with the new therapy?
No, she's doing well. She's a happy little 10-year-old kid. We talked to her on the phone. She's healthy and happy right now, which is what they want to continue with, And it's ridiculous because, her dad, Andy, is a vegetable farmer. That's what he does. And he has 8 children, including Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 of his kids are with the grandparents. And Sarah and one of her siblings are with her parents, in hiding or whatever. But Andy had a nervous breakdown from all this, about a month ago. And he was down for a month. I mean, a severe nervous breakdown because of all the persecution and stress and anxiety and all this stuff they were going through. I mean, hey, I probably would too.
Did you say vegetable gardener?
A vegetable farmer. Yeah.
Vegetable farmer. Well, that's
vegetables.
Really, you know that's code for terrorists. You know that basically
yeah.
it means you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Especially
I tell
if
you,
not
you know.
DMO.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ty.
The thing that all of these, as we were saying before Chris came on, the thing that all of these stories have in common is you've got a tyrannical arm of the government reaching into people's business where it should not be any of their business at all to do. They have no right to do that. This is a lesson. They're teaching a lesson to anybody in the future that refuses to submit to the demonic goblin sloths at the hospitals and oncologists that want to push toxic cancer treatments on children. This is a lesson to every family that dares to question that in the future. Look at the Hershbergers. This could happen to you. You could be forced to leave the country if you don't submit. This is really ridiculous that it's come to this.
Very, very good point. And the irony, too, with what Chris was saying is that, you know, if the Hershberger family is not scared of doctors and hospitals yet, they should be after this. And that's going to be the ultimate takeaway that folks may be frightened for not cooperating. But I think they're going to realize how scary it is to ever set foot in one of those places for a hangnail or a simple scrape, much less a broken bone, because then what does it lead to? If your kids are not vaccinated like so many in our audience, suddenly now you're taken and you lose custody of your child because they say medical neglect or something along those lines. That's why I say the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport coined that phrase so many years ago, is accurate. It is a church. It is a cult. Modern medicine is a religion in violation of the separation clause, if you can call it that, of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, but they have a state-sanctioned religion, and it's modern medicine.
Yep, it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? What's so crazy about this, again, is that the hospital wouldn't cooperate with them and insisted on 27 months worth of chemotherapy for Sarah, even when there was no evidence of cancer after the first round, because they adopted a hardcore nutritional protocol. Lots of juices, raw fruit, foods, you know, supplements, etc. But right at the same time they started the chemotherapy. Now, whether that helped the chemo work better, helped her heal better, whether the chemo did it or that did it or they both did it, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that the cancer was gone. It was eradicated from her body, at least detectably. But the hospital wants to keep giving her chemo when there's no measurable benefit, right? For prevention. Mm-hmm. And that makes no sense. It's like, great, you want to take chemo and shrink a tumor? That's your choice. But when you keep taking chemo over and over and over and there's measurable benefit, really all you're doing is destroying your body. You're breaking down your immune system, your liver, your kidneys, your brain function. I mean, you know, and there's no way to measure if it's helping at all because, you know, there's no cancer. Can't find any. But we're going to keep giving her chemo. It's crazy.
Just a reminder, Chris Ward can be found online at chrisbeatcancer.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, including his interview from yesterday with the grandparents of Sarah Hershberger. Are you posting the interview that you did with her parents as well? Should we give a heads up on that?
I don't know if we're going to post that or not. We probably won't because of the sensitive nature of their situation right
sure.
now. If we do, I'll let you know, and you know you can broadcast it out. The best thing that listeners can do is listen to that interview with the grandfather that I did. He tells the whole story in great detail, and there's a link to donate to help this family with their medical expenses, travel expenses, food, nutrition, supplements, you know, legal bills, all this stuff they've had to endure. And we've raised about $11,000 so far in less than a week, so through GoFundMe.
That's terrific.
And that link is on the video, on Chris Beat Cancer on the video, and probably will be in your show notes too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have it linked up as always. Chris, we so much appreciate your efforts in getting this word out. You know, you're a real champion and hero for a lot of folks that, you know, what is possible? And of course, it is possible. In fact, it's more likely and probable that when you take the steps like Chris did to overcome cancer, you're going to survive and then thrive ultimately. Whereas those that are trying to stranglehold the families and steal your children are sick and twisted Nazi doctors at this point. And I'm not pulling any punches here because they deserve the lack of accolades, if I can call it, the detrimental words I can throw their way, and that's the nicest thing I can do.
Yeah, and they're trapped in a system that rewards them for for basically doing what they do despite the results. They're going to get paid whether patients live or die, and that's a really screwed up system to be in, even for a good doctor.
Yeah, and it's true. Well, if you want to hear a really cool doctor, this weekend in Atlanta, Dr. Nick Gonzalez and I will be together in Atlanta at the Weston Price Annual Wise Traditions in Healing and Other Things. It's going to be great, the downtown Sheraton in Atlanta. So Friday night I'll be speaking on my gastrointestinal health protocol along with health sovereignty concepts. Welcome you to come by for that. We'll be exhibiting there. My friends from Sovereign Silver will be there as well, and we'll have a lot of folks. I think we've got some great stuff from King Bio. Homeopathics as well, so it's going to be a great time this weekend. Chris, the only bummed out thing is that I don't know that you'll be there.
I won't be there. I actually didn't hear about it until just, you know, it's too late.
Yeah, they're not good at outreaching.
Anybody, you know, we're trying in Atlanta or near Atlanta, get there.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And last time we were all together with Ty and Chris, it was great. So shout out to all our friends. Maybe you can come and see us. We're going to take a break here. Chris Ford, thank you for the update. Ty Bollinger is with me. Super Don is back. We will be rocking the health world more about the sheriff being nullified after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We're outside the box a little early today because I am live and in person at the Redmond, Washington location of Vitamin Life today. And after the show, kicking back until we do our public lecture, 7 p.m. this evening. So come on down if you're in the Seattle area, and we'd love to see you. By the way, Ty, you know what I'm doing? It takes a lot because you lose a lot of hours, you gain a lot of hours, you get confused, you don't sleep as well on the road. So I'm really pumping it up. Some extra beta 1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health. And I'm taking my carnivora drops day and night now, which is
really
been a nice addition. I am. It's the Venus flytrap. It tastes fine for me. I don't know. It's pretty mild. You've tried it, right?
Oh, yeah. We take carnivora and beta 1-3-D glucan every day. So, yeah, great stuff. The carnivora, are you taking the liquid or the caps?
I'm taking the liquid. I personally like the liquid. I just kind of hold it sublingual, really absorbs there. But I know my wife's taking the caps. But for me, I've been traveling with the liquid.
Okay. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, that'll keep you well because your immune system's getting bombarded, but RSP's going to stay healthy because you got the right stuff in your pocket.
Well, yeah, and I definitely, it's really embarrassing when I come out and I'm falling over dead tired. It's very embarrassing. I did a presentation last night, and I finished up about after midnight by my body clock time, but I was still functioning pretty well. And I threw out some funny lines here and there that I didn't know where they came from. So sometimes it's good to be a little tired.
You're actually you're very funny during your lectures and very energetic. So I imagine if you get a little bit of slap happy, it actually might even make it better.
Yeah, even goofier than I normally am. So, hey, what's up with the Florida sheriff? I mean, I'm not there right now, so I understand, and I follow the story of a guy who basically nullified an arrest based on, the right to keep and bear arms. Can you give me an update on that, Ty?
Yeah. Well, he basically did. He said that the guy that had been arrested should not have been arrested. He nullified, which we talk about nullification all the time. He was then charged with official misconduct, and he was also charged with falsifying public records, which I never even could figure out why that charge was pressed against him. However, a week ago today, I think it was October 31st, he was found not guilty. So they found him not guilty, and he's back on the job. His name is Sheriff Nick Finch, and mm-hmm. Where is he? Is that I'm trying to figure out where that is. Where is this?
I don't know what county is it listed.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not seeing it here on the website. But
the
regardless,
county that the sheriff is in.
Yeah, Liberty
yeah.
County.
Yeah, Liberty.
Liberty
County.
Okay. Yeah.
And what a great name, Liberty County of all places. Where he says, which, "No, we're not going to arrest a guy for carrying a firearm." Right.
Which pretty cool. Much but makes everybody that lives in that. It pretty much makes everybody that lives in that county a terrorist, according to today's standards. They live in Liberty County and they carry guns. They must be terrorists.
Right. Exactly. Now, speaking of the guns thing, I've been out of town, and while I was out of town here, the LAX shooting happened, so I haven't been able to keep up to date on it. Ty, you were telling me off the air that the video of it is stunning and how this could be another false flag.
Yeah, the LAX shooting just doesn't make any sense. Okay, like we've had with other false flags, like we've had with 9/11, like you had with Sandy Hook, like you had with Boston, there was drills going on concurrently of this with the same exact exercise. They were at the same time this happened, they were conducting drills at another airport of a man coming in shooting and the TSA and the police having to respond. Same exact thing happened here. Now, that just because there's a concurrent drill doesn't mean anything. It's an anomaly that you have to look at. It happens every time there's a false flag. What you do need to look at, though, is a video. There was a video that was broadcast as live video on CBS News, which you can pull down on the internet now, and you can watch them. They are wheeling out an injured TSA agent to an ambulance. The only problem is that as they zoom in on it, you can see that it's not actually a live person. It's a mannequin. It's a dummy in a uniform. Literally, it's a white face, white arms. No, there's no nose, there's no eyes, it's a dummy, a literal dummy. And then as soon as that happened, they backed the camera off so it didn't get so close, but you can see clearly that it was a dummy. So that's one thing that just doesn't make sense. Why are they showing us a dummy being wheeled out? And then also there was one other thing that was really telling. There was a handheld camera that was inside LAX as the shooting was allegedly taking place. And you know, you see the videos that the mainstream news was broadcasting of the people running out of the terminal. They're scared to death. They're going to be shot. Well, this guy was filming before that happened. And what happened was nobody was worried. Nobody was scared. There was no shooting. There was nothing happening. The people were just standing there until the cops came in with automatic weapons and scared the people and said, start running, get out of here. And that's when the mainstream news started. Yeah, they started broadcasting at that time.
Ty, real quick, are you going to have to add another chapter on this in your new book, Monumental Myths, coming out?
Man, I almost added this into Monumental Myths, but I decided I got to let the rest of the research get out.
I know. Hey, listen, we got more Outside the Box Wednesday coming up. It's official. Ty Bollinger's in the house, and I am in Seattle. We'll get you some more updates and talk more about potbelly pigs eating some things right near where I am in Seattle. Be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.